Welcome to Tech Mobility Topics.
You and I have plenty to cover during this visit, so let's get started. To add your voice to the conversation, be it to share an opinion, ask a question, or even suggest a topic for a future visit, call or text the Tech Mobility Hotline, that number, 872-222-9793, or you can email the show, talk@techmobility.show, and that is talk@techmobility.show. And let me add this. I love to hear from my listeners, and some of you have, in fact, reached out. But I'm going to encourage those of you that choose to disagree, and you certainly have that right. If you're going to reference and call me out, I'd love to see your corresponding proof for your point of view. Because after all, I'm open to change. But I can't change if all you're going to do is rant and not share what you're basing the rant on. I think it's only fair, and I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong. So reach out, but if you're going to go that way, please reach out with some facts or at least a premise so that I can do the research and find out and learn more, and then we'll both know more. Thank you so very much. From the Tech Mobility News Desk, Stellantis pricing disputes with suppliers imperil key Jeep Ram products. There's so much to unpack here. This is from Automotive News. And it is amazing how far the old Chrysler brands have fallen when it comes to supplier relations. If you have not already realized, any auto manufacturer, I don't care who it is, works with hundreds, if not thousands, of different suppliers. In fact, so many, they have different tiers. Tier one, which works directly with the OEM, which is what the automakers are called, and that's short for original equipment manufacturer, and they work directly, one-on-one, directly with the auto manufacturer. Then there are tier two and tier three vendors. They're smaller, down to mom and pops. They work with the tier ones and sometimes directly with the automakers, and it's a whole tiered system based on size and importance. Back in the early 1990s, Chrysler was going through some stuff and trying to get their act together, and Chrysler management developed a novel program. It was called SCORE, and it was launched in August 1989. It was called Supplier Cost Reduction Effort. Basically, what Chrysler said, we're going to turn our suppliers into partners. If you could find $1 million in savings without and still hit your targets, your quality targets, your profit targets, your performance targets for this part, this piece, this assembly, we'll split it with you 50-50. So basically, for every dollar you find in cost reductions, you're going to get 50 cents back. Over the period of that program, and it ran through about 1997 for 1989, not quite 10 years, Chrysler reviewed 12,000 supplier ideas, saving $3.7 billion. Because instead of having the typical adversarial relationship with their suppliers, in other words, lowest price and always trying to beat them up for still lower price, they had a collaborative relationship with their suppliers. Suppliers were encouraged to reduce prices, share it with the manufacturer, get part of that back, so everybody won and they were on board, because then it removed any incentive for them not to do their best work, not to bring their best product, not to do what was in the best interest of both them and Chrysler. In the auto industry generally, for many years, it was always lowest cost provider. The supplier who brought it in at the lowest cost got the contract. The problem with that is it left no incentive and no room for the supplier to want to do more. And unfortunately, back in that day, even when you came in at the lowest price and got the contract, you had certain programs like what GM had at the time, which was 3-2-2, it was called. Even when you got the contract from General Motors, back in that day, in the first year after getting the contract, GM expected a 3% price reduction first year. And then the second year, they wanted 2% more. And then the third year, they wanted 2% more, which meant over the first 3 years, you had to get 7% better at what you were doing and squeeze costs out of your own program to make sure you hit your targets to be able to keep the contract with GM. It did not yield a wonderful relationship with suppliers, not when they're always looking for cost reductions. Let's fast forward to today. Chrysler had a program that was working. In fact, during that time, Chrysler Corporation in the mid-90s was making more money than Ford and GM. People forget that. Not only did they have new products, they also had a winning program with their suppliers that incentivized them to lower their costs and provide good or better product. Either advantages of costing less to manufacture, costing less to assemble, higher quality rates, less warranty work, to the tune to $3.7 billion over the life of the program. And I know this because they used to put out a newsletter, and I tripped up and by some miracle ended up getting on the mailing list for that newsletter. So I knew what they were doing every month because they would highlight all their successes in the newsletter that I got for a while. Today, Stellantis enjoys the lowest or the worst relationship with their supplier base of any auto manufacturer. It is not a good place to be because if you're a tier one, if you're a tier two, if you're a mom and pop tier three, you're going to go where it makes economic sense for you to go. And the better relationship you have with an automaker that they'll help you, nourish you, support you, that's where you're going with the idea. You're not going to the place that's beating you up and giving you a hard time. Right now, the Jeep Wrangler, the Ram 1500 are the two that are at risk. And right now, Wrangler sales have been off. And I can tell you who's eating their lunch. The Ford Bronco, because it is that good. And if Stellantis, can't produce to at least stay in the game because they kind of mitigated the slide from last year and it's up just a little bit this year. But if they're not building vehicles that people can't buy them, they're going to buy something else. Two companies. One's a tier one. It's called Kamax. They are a German fastener maker. They wanted from Stellantis a 26% price increase. That's unheard of in the industry. And for them to even think that they would even get it meant that Stellantis must have really, really, really squeezed their supplier base. And we went through this about 24 years ago at the turn of the century. A lot of suppliers were going broke because the automakers squeezed everything out of them. There was nothing left to give and they couldn't survive. And here we are again. In 2001, GM told their suppliers, and I quote, it was the headline in automotive news that year, China price or else. Meaning you either as a supplier match the price that I can buy this item in gross from a Chinese company or you lose the contract. A lot of them went broke trying and some just walked away. Another company is Illinois based. And they are, let me see if I can find them. They provide gears for both the Wrangler and the Ram 1500. They're McLean Fogg Component Solutions. They provide pinions and gears for transmissions and key vehicles, including the Ram 1500, Jeep Wrangler, and Grand Cherokee. They want a price increase. So what did Stellantis do? Did Stellantis sit down with their supplier to try to work stuff out so everybody won? No. They took K-Max to court. Court ruled on their side. Then Stellantis allegedly reneged on the revised agreement that they hammered out. So they stopped shipping again. In fact, and this is unusual, there is a number of companies currently supplying Stellantis now that are actually considering walking away from their contracts. This is not a good place to be when you are in a capital-intensive business like automobile manufacturing. Yo, Stellantis, take a note from the old Chrysler. That's one thing they did right. You might go back and try to remember that these suppliers are your partners, not your enemies. And as long as you're both walking in the same direction, it works out. You are listening to the Tech Mobility Show.
Are you tired of juggling multiple apps and platforms for meetings, webinars, and staying connected? Look no further than AONMeetings.com, the all-in-one browser-based platform that does it all. With AON Meetings, you can effortlessly communicate with clients, host virtual meetings and webinars, and stay in touch with family and friends, all in one place and for one price. Here's the best part. You can enjoy a 30-day free trial. It's time to simplify your life and boost your productivity. AONMeetings.com, where innovation meets connection. Get started today and revolutionize the way you communicate.
Social media is the main place to be these days, and we are no exception. I'm Ken Chester of the Tech Mobility Show. If you enjoy my program, then you will also enjoy my weekly Facebook videos. From my latest vehicle reviews to timely commentary of a variety of mobility and technology-related topics, these short features are designed to inform and delight you. Be sure to watch, like, and follow us on Facebook. You can find us by typing the Tech Mobility Show in the search bar. Be sure to subscribe to our Facebook page. Social media is the place to be these days, and we're no exception. I'm Ken Chester of the Tech Mobility Show. If you enjoy my program, then you will also enjoy my weekly Instagram videos. From the latest vehicle reviews to timely commentary on a variety of mobility and technology-related topics, these short features are designed to inform and delight you. Be sure to watch, like, and follow us on Instagram. You can find us by typing the Tech Mobility Show in the search bar. For those of you that listen to podcasts, we have just the one for you. Hi, I'm Ken Chester. Tech Mobility Topics is a podcast where I upload topic-specific videos each week. Shorter than a full show, these bite-sized programs are just the thing, particularly if you're interested in a particular topic covered on the weekly radio show. From Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many podcast platforms in between, we got you covered. Just enter Tech Mobility Topics in the search bar wherever you listen to podcasts.